Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. This week, I will be visiting with Nate Edvilson, our new Director of Special Education. But first, let's go over the updates. The next school board meeting is on Tuesday, June 24th. Please check the district website prior to the meeting to see exact times and the full agenda. Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. I am here with Nate Edvilson, who is our Director of Special Education. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Nate. I love
those questions.
I know you do.
Because they never make you go,
I know you love it so much.
So, let's see about myself. I am 45. I turned 45 this year.
Oh, my gosh. You're a baby.
I know. That's what lots of people tell me that are older than me. But then there's people that are younger than me, too, that don't say that. They say, oh, you're old. So, I'm kind of right there in the middle.
It's right there in the middle.
But I got four children. One's in college, one's going to be a senior next year, and then I've got a couple of kids that are middle school, going to junior high, and then elementary, so kind of
That's a broad range. How did you get involved in special education? Tell us a little bit about that career journey.
That's really a passion of my wife, actually. I actually wanted to be a clinical psychologist, but I wasn't good enough. They wouldn't take me into the college, so I found out that I couldn't do that. And so in my dejected state, I bought a house. That's how I, you know, medicate.
You buy things.
And so I bought a house and we kind of started going. But I found a program at USU and got into school counseling. And I loved it because school counseling is a lot of fun because, you know, someone with my proclivities towards attention deficit issues, I was really drawn to the idea of, you know, doing 15 different things every day.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
But to my wife, my wife went into special education. We were both in the same courses, actually, at UVU, UVSC at the time. And she went one pathway and I went another. And as an educator, especially a special class teacher, you work 70, 75 hours a week to prepare the material. You always have to adapt. And so I was in it that way. I was, you know, every night cutting out Velcro and cutting out...
You were her TA.
Yeah. I need you to do this and that and build this and lift that. And so that was kind of where I started. We started a business years ago because she's developed a curriculum that has been really impactful. And we're really bad business people. We just tend to give it away.
But
it's kind of our passion. We just love to help people. And we gave all that curriculum to Canyon's district before. I'm happy to give it to Provo, but so we can benefit the kids, and that's what we're all about. And so I think that, you know, I just got into it there, and then I was passionate about special ed. I think that's part of the problem is, you know, as an administrator, you have so many things you could spend time digging into because there's just so much, and there's always that niche. A lot of times administrators just are a little nervous about special education, where I didn't feel that same reluctance. I dug into it, and I think I got pretty good at it initially, and then I've had the opportunity to really become immersed in it. That's kind of where it developed, just helping people in general, spending my time supporting my wife, helping her, and then getting impassioned that way.
One of the things I really appreciated in working with you prior to being here in Provo is just your ability to problem solve and be really creative about things. I know even as we were dealing with difficult discipline situations or whatever, you're like, what does this kid need? Let's figure it out. Let's break it down. Let's make sure people have the right skills. And just really putting people at ease. And you're not afraid of that. Like, I've just witnessed that firsthand, completely.
That's nice. I lived the mantra. I actually learned it from my first assistant principal. His name was Dave Barrett. And he said, Nate, this is the best advice I'll ever give you. And it really was. He said, you put the kids first and let the chips fall where they may. And I've always done that. And, you know, you have some ups and downs and things, but ultimately that's where I've kept my heart, my center. And I think that's just what you need to do. I think you can get lost along the way sometimes, but I've never lost focus on that one piece. So.
That's good. I've definitely witnessed that. As you've been talking with people across the district, as you've been starting to transition here, what are some of the things that they tell you about special ed in Provo that are appropriate to share?
Well, first off, I have nothing but an awesome first impression about just the dedication of the educators here. You know, I think the cool part about the opportunity to come down to Provo is that you do get to harness that desire to just work yourself to death, I'm sure, because you know, it's always harder when you have a district that has less resources than other districts. Not to say that the community's not got resources, it's just that that's just how it works, right? That's always a challenge, but listening to the amount of time that people are putting in to do their jobs and their willingness to do things, it's just, I can't really put my finger on it exactly, but there's just this different feeling. It's kind of nice. So I'm pretty excited about that in first impressions. And I think maybe it's partly just, you know, I'm from the area.
Yeah.
I'm not from Provo, but I'm from Utah County. And I think there's a similar culture, obviously, right? We grew up in a similar place, but it is different. And so I think getting back to more of my roots where my upbringing is a little different, I think that there's just kind of a natural feel to it that also is exciting.
That's great. What are some of the things that you care about as a special ed director that you would want to let parents know that like are big priorities for you?
I think people expect you to be all special ed, all in, all the time. Of course, I am. That's my biggest advocacy point. But I'm just passionate about education and kids in general. And so I think that gives you a little bit of a different way to look at things, because I just expect that the students that I serve should have the same opportunities.
They're students first, and then we're just trying to figure out all of the things,
just
needs
like everybody,
that they have, right?
We all have different needs. And I think that's the problem. It's the more individualized education gets, it does become a little costlier. So you're trying to figure out how to balance out, you know, providing rigorous education in a larger group setting. I think maybe naturally human beings were designed to have apprenticeships. That's kind of maybe our natural educational inclination is, but we just don't live in that world, you know?
Right.
So we have to work around what we have. And
what would you want students to know about you?
About me?
Yes.
Oh, I would like them to know that I would love to get to know them.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that that's a kind of a being in a district with a little less student enrollment and population is that I will get a chance to actually get in there and
absolutely
work with them. I love working with the students. In fact, it's been kind of a bittersweet because I spent the last 4 months at a school. We had some things occur at the district office where we had some shortages, and I got to be at our post-high school as the principal as well as doing the director job, which is a lot. But that's been really rejuvenating. I think sometimes you get the district office jobs and you do it because you got a passion or because maybe you're needed and your skill set's needed, but you always want to be back with the kids.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about. So
it helps you stay focused on the work that we're doing and why we're doing it.
Yeah. Keeps you motivated.
What would you want teachers to know about your philosophy, about special ed, about what your hopes are in terms of supporting them and supporting students?
I want them to know that I'm going to work really hard for them and try to help provide resources and supports. I think sometimes, this can come off really weird, but I think sometimes we can overdo support. I think you can have too many hands, too many cooks in the kitchen, you have too many things there. I'm getting a lot of that feedback right now. We've been able to provide a lot of support, but it's come at a cost of like being too chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I really am interested in developing their skills and trying to help people care about support so we can maintain a veteran population of teachers. The longer in something, the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. I mean, I know there's great new teachers. That's not what I'm trying to say. And there's always your outliers, but overall, the longer you do it, the better you're going to be. And that just rolls out and impacts kids. So the more we can keep teachers, the longer, the more satisfied they can be at their job, the better it's going to be for everybody. So I would like to work on how to figure out how to do that. I feel really good this year at the Canyons District. We are boasting a 95% retention rate for our special ed teachers,
amazing,
which is pretty awesome. You know, and I'm hoping we can figure out ways to continue to support teachers that way.
And I think a lot of that comes from, I've watched you, you know, identify areas where teachers have been asking for help and there's more training and support in that way. So it's not just I send in somebody else to help. It's that I'm going to build your skill set so that you know how to manage this, because that's going to work way better than me just sending more people who now you have to supervise.
Well, and I'm going to say this, and I don't want it to bring the Gestapo down on me, but I'm a firm believer that instruction is much more impactful than compliance. And I'm not trying to discount the need to be good about documenting our paperwork and things like that. But if you're going to ask me, like, what am I going to prioritize? I had a really interesting interaction with one of my colleagues back at Kansas, and he said, well, I said, if I got to choose, I'm going to choose this over that. I said, why do you have to choose? Well, we're in education, so you always have to choose priorities. you can't have everything even though you'd like to. So, but if I'm going to choose it, I'm going to choose instruction and progress. I've never seen a parent who's happy with the progress of their students and who are actually making progress ever be upset and have problems. We're always able to work out any miscommunication when their students are making progress. So I focus on that because that's where we can draw our success. So I kind of would like the teachers to know that. Like, yes, I want you to focus on getting your paperwork done, but more importantly, I want you to hone your teaching skills, because that's the thing that's going to make the difference.
Coming to a new district I've done this a few times now. It kind of brings some different challenges.
I know.
It's like, whatever.
I've been 20 years in the same place for me. So.
It's challenging, and transitions are always different. They're not necessarily difficult. They're just different. It's just learning a different culture and that kind of thing. What are you excited about for Provo? What are you nervous about?
I get $5 every time I plug his book, so Stephen Covey's Speed of Trust. I did listen to it. I didn't read it because I don't read anymore. I don't know
you
how.
You just listen to books, yes.
When I read, I fall asleep, so I have to just listen. But that's my worry, because I'm leaving 20 years of developed relationships. And, you know, it's rare that a person doesn't know who I am in the community, even though I don't live in that community, in the educational community, and are aware of how I will work for them. You can only go as fast as, like I said, the speed of trust. So the more people trust you, the more they're willing to try and implement things. So I'm worried about that. I'm just excited for a new opportunity and to bring hopefully some useful resources down. Yeah. I mean, I've got a lot of things, I think, from talking with people that they're excited about us bringing down. And I've already had a chance to talk to a couple of people in the department, and we've talked about some goals and things we want to do, and there's a lot of excitement. And if you want me to work hard without paying me any money, all you got to do is be really, like, gracious to me. Like, say, really appreciate what you're doing. You tell me, you compliment me once every day, I'll, like, work for free for an extra, like, 6 or 7 hours a day. I'm really a praise. Like, I really need praise.
You respond
really well
to
really externally validated. Yeah. I'm shallow. And no, but I really work hard for that, because that's the feedback that I need to say, okay, I'm going in the right trajectory. And sometimes you don't get that, especially in a district role. Yeah. I think that's kind of too bad, because most of the time, and I, people don't mean to, it's kind of the nature of the beast. You kind of get a lot of the negative frustrations, which of course you need to hear that. That's important. And I think it's also a measurement of good leadership if people trust you enough to complain around you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But the other part is, it's like, but I am human just like you, and I need some fuel to keep going on. And I think that's always good for me. Is that so? Excited about that, because I feel like if there's a lot of opportunity to get those needs met for me, however egocentric they may be, and then and also really benefit everybody. Again, speed of trust, something Covey, win-win. That's what he kind of promotes. And I think that those are, that's what I've always tried to do, is a win-win. If I can make a win-win, then it's always great.
Well, I would just like to attest to the fact that anytime I had a problem as a principal or a concern or whatever, you'd just be like, well, I'll just come over there. Let's just talk it out. Let's figure it out. Let's go look at it. Let's see what's going on. Let's find out. Let me go observe the kid. Let me do that. Like, you're not afraid of that work and to help figure out a solution that can work.
Well, it was easy to work with you that way, because you're always willing to try to do something on your own. I'd say, well, what do you want to do? And you'd say this. So I go, that sounds great, because I never had to generate out of my own. But
that's not true.
But it's easy to get bogged down and to just talk something to death. And although I think that's important to have a conversation, and I tend to go faster than I should, I like to move forward. Mm-hmm. I don't like to talk too much, because I think you can spend a lot of time not getting anything accomplished.
Yeah,
so I think I've got a great group to help me. Chris is going to be awesome, because I think Chris has no problem telling me, stop, slow down, because I think I can see that with Chris. He doesn't have a hard time with uncomfortable conversations, and I'm excited about that, and I'm excited to work with him. I was listening to him at the leadership meeting last week, and he's just got a lot of good knowledge, you know, and a lot of solid understanding of implementation, and it's going to be really cool to have that synergy, I think.
Well, we are very excited to have you here in Provo. It's going
to
be awesome.
I'm excited to come. This is great. I'm excited to get going.
So. Yeah, it'll be great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Thanks, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. And don't forget to join us again next week for another new episode of What's Up with the Soup. Have a great weekend, everyone.